This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Joining us right now is the regional vice president of the New York State Corrections Officers and PBA Association for the Western Region, and that would be Kenny Gold. Kenny, thanks very much for joining us again. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
Kenny, I'm getting information, and I want to find out if it's true or not true, that there are about 200 inmates at Collins who are involved in this. They're armed with improvised weapons. They have a list of demands, and also a rumor that a state helicopter with the corrections commissioner landed a short time ago. Can you confirm any of that information?
I can confirm that the facility has been locked down by the commissioner, stating safety and security for staff and inmates alike. I can confirm that the commissioner is in the prison. I don't know how he got there, Tom, personally, so whether it's state helicopter or state police, he's there. He got there pretty quick, but I don't personally know how he got there. I don't know if I can confirm any of the high amount of number of inmates and stuff like that. I know that it's locked down. I know the incident happened, started around 1 o'clock this morning and has escalated since then. It is ongoing as we speak. So I really can't speak on exactly what I do know. Anyways, I do know that, like you said, we know of three officers that were injured, as we're being told at this moment. I haven't talked to the officers personally. But there's being told to me is there minor injuries at this time, and I don't know about the inmates in that regards.
Okay, so we don't know if any inmates were hurt. The nature of the injuries to the three corrections officers, to the best of your knowledge and belief, minor injuries?
Correct, as of right now.
Do we know when those injuries happened? Did they take place during the initial flurry of activity at about 1 o'clock this morning?
That's what's being told to me, yes, Tom, right off the bat. Sometime overnight. It's been pretty stagnant from what the information I'm getting at this point. As it's ongoing, they have corrections emergency response teams from different facilities across the state. You have crisis intervention teams from all across the state that are in that prison right now. You have staff coming from all over if needed, because as we've talked about in the past, the staffing is atrocious at Collins. You know, you've hit the head on the nail on a couple of different callers already. It's you know, you're mandated to the job, not to your personal life, everything. So people are in there trying to effectuate the change to get this rectified safely and quickly.
And to restate for clarification, the Commissioner of Prisons for New York State, Daniel Martoscello III, he is actually inside the prison as we speak?
He is, yes.
And can you get back to the idea of the inmates' demands. Do you have any information that would confirm that the inmates have a list of demands?
I can't. They're not going to call me and tell me if they're if they have demands or not, but I haven't heard any of that, Tom. But I will say that off of the demand idea, though, is we've warned about this. We've screamed from the rooftops. Folks like you have come on your show and other media agencies and pleaded and begged with the governor, the legislature, the commissioner to listen to us, that something was going to happen because their failed policies, pandering to the convicts, have put them to such an emboldened state, to such a state to think that they can do whatever they want. Like the previous administrator had said, there's no fear of repercussions. There is no cold, dank cell that you see in the movies. These guys get more things than every general population inmate that doesn't do anything wrong. It's better. The policies that have been created in New York State has made it easier for them to get in trouble. That's what they want to do. They get more when they're in trouble. And then they turn around and, like we said, we come at and they always blame the officers. It's always the officers' fault. We didn't create this. Your failed policies created this. In a day like today, it can encapsulate even more what is going on in everything that we've said leading up to this. We've screamed and begged and pleaded, and nobody's listening from the governor on down to fix this problem. And here we sit with the commissioner and Collins, and, you know, I don't know if I'm sure you guys have talked about on the show. Thank God there wasn't 30% less staff, because that's the new idea for the commissioner to come out and say that we cut staff. Thank God that there wasn't that happening right now, because they need everybody they can get in that prison.
Are you able to tell us how many dorms the inmates took over at Collins? It was described to me as D, as in Delta Block of Collins Correctional Facility. And I believe, well, how many buildings have been taken over?
I can't really confirm or talk on any of that at this point, because it is ongoing and I wouldn't want to jeopardize anything that's going inside that prison right now for the safety of our other members.
We're talking with the Regional Vice President, New York State, CO and PBA Association, Kenny Gold, rejoins us. And the last time Kenny Gold was on the show, he was shouting from the rooftops that something is going to happen because of shortage of staffing in New York prisons. Why is there a shortage of staffing? Because people who consider being COs talk to people who are COs, and they hear about the changes which have not been good for the people who are working in corrections, such as, oh, have a regular day off. No, you don't. Oh, you're with your family right now. Well, you're going to have to come in and supervise the inmates while their families visit them. And we had a caller earlier, a CO, who said basically that she was herself an inmate, with the exception of she got to sleep at home 8 hours a day. So that is what prospective corrections officers are hearing from people who are currently on the job. And I want to go to something that we spoke about briefly off the air during our conversation. And this memo is actually has the wrong date. I have a memo from a couple of days ago, February 10th. The memo is dated 2024. You told me that that was a misdating of the memo. That's not a good sign. From the Commissioner of Prisons, Daniel Martiscello III. What is in this memo? I've got it in front of me, but perhaps you can boil it down.
So, 2 days ago, the commissioner issued a memo to all superintendents at all correctional facilities across the state that by February 28th, they're supposed to trim their officer staff, their budgeted fill level, which means how many officers are supposed to work there, by 30% by February 28th. Now, why that is horrible is because he's taking, you know, ironically, Tom, our governing body of this union of the whole, for the whole state, just did a unanimous vote of no confidence against the commissioner last week. And then Monday morning or Monday, whenever, he puts out this memo, because we're saying we need help. We need staffing. We need to the point where we've demanded a meeting with the governor's office within the next couple of weeks, because how bad it is inside these prisons, both mental, physical, and that's before we even get into the staffing with the halt laws and everything else. But this memo specifically comes out saying that I'm going to trim 30% of the staff So when he talks to his principals, is what we believe, he can say, look, at 30% is gone. Every jail in New York State is 50, 60, 70, 80 officers short of what they're supposed to have. So when you cut 30%, he's going to make it look like he's got a positive. Not the fact that if you trim 30% of your staff, if 30% less people are in college today, what would have happened? And they're not thinking about the safety aspects. And then furthermore,
that's insane. And this is under the governorship of Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York. She of Hamburg, New York, who is the chief executive officer of New York State. Her name is on this memo, which essentially, to boil it down, as I understand it, says 70% of staffing is the new 100% of staffing.
Correct, Tom. And furthermore, what they don't say in that memo is all between the governor and all the legislators that created all these programs and all these policies for the convicts, that obviously you need staff to run all these HALT programs, to run all these everything that goes on inside a prison, that mental health, OMH, all these different areas need an officer there to protect not only the inmates, but they forget about the civilian staff that they've employed to help the inmates or to do the programs for the inmates. All that is being forgotten. Instead, they're saying, you know what? And this is what the biggest slap in the face. I was in Attica yesterday, and this memo came out late Monday, and listening to the officers and the civilians alike saying, how are we going to do this safely? How are we going to make it home to our families? We're already being mandated hours after hours after hours, shift after shift after shift. But then how are the civilians going to be safe? Are the civilians going to be doing the job now? How are, you know, there's so many different programs that go on every single day in these prisons that the state, the commissioners, the governor, the legislature, nobody is listening to us saying, we'll do whatever you guys want us to do for these inmates. Just make sure that it's safe for us. And that's the one part that they do whatever they want for the inmates. They forget the safe for us part. It's always forgotten. It's quite frankly sickening. It makes everybody that works there, that they wonder why they have a staffing problem. When he cuts his 30% or tries to cut his 30%, you're going to end up losing 60% because they're already having, they're doing nothing for recruitment and retention. They get 100 officers in the academy and 200 people are leaving or resigning at the same time. So this problem is only exacerbating, and putting memos like that out is a slap in the face for every man and woman that puts on that blue uniform.
This is absolute insanity from Kathy Hochul and the Commissioner of Prisons, Daniel F. Martiscello III, who is in Collins Correctional Facility right now, that you're already short-staffed. You're already worked to the bone. And now what you've been told in this memo from Martiscello of February 10th, just 2 days ago, is that 70% is the new 100% when you're already burning the candle at both ends. How can corrections officers and prison personnel possibly be safe when you've got such a dearth of people able to control people who are in prison for a reason?
There is no way to say. This is the big, like I said, the biggest slap in the face. You're spitting on everybody that you employ. The one thing that this memo doesn't say is that the implied aspect, the governor, the commissioner, it's their obligation, it's their duty to protect us too. We're supposed to be in the wall, behind the walls and fences, to protect the communities. You know, a lot of people in the community they don't think about it, right? Someone kills someone in public, in society, they go to prison, they go behind the walls and fences. Who do you think has to care for them? The same people that when they say, hey, this happens, when inmates fight with each other, who do you think is there holding their face when it's cut from ear to mouth? It's the officers doing it, taking them down to medical to make sure that they're safe and that they're still alive. Everybody forgets about that. Instead, they say, you know what? We have to staff a prison. It's our duty to protect the community. That's our commissioner and everybody else in between. But they forget the people that are staffing the jail can't do it anymore. They're at breaking point. They don't know where else to turn. We don't know where else to turn. We talk to everybody. We reach out to the governor. We don't know what else we can do or say. I don't know if we need to put a billboard on every corner saying, somebody, please help us. But this is what's really going on, and it's easy for the state and the politicians to hide behind the fact that it happens behind the walls and fences because the public doesn't see it. And like I said, our members cannot take any more of this. They're leaving in droves because they know that nobody's there to support them.
And Kenny Gold, by the way, is going to stay on for a long time, and as until such point as he is needed by his superiors, we're going to keep Kenny Gold on. Your telephone calls for Kenny Gold, the regional vice president, New York State COPBA for the Western region. Kenny Gold, last time he was with us, he warned us that something was going to happen, as did many COs, and sadly, it has happened, and it happened in Collins, New York, right by Gowanda. And we've got a situation where inmates have taken over some of the dorms in the D or Delta block of Collins. Three COs were injured, apparently very minor injuries or minor injuries. That took place. We don't have any word of any inmates who have been injured. Kenny, I want to get back to this insane staffing thing real quickly. You mentioned that you've got resources from other prisons in New York State coming to Collins, New York. Since you are already so severely understaffed, I think I know what's going to happen with the COs at those prisons from which people have been moved to Collins. They're going to be even more short-staffed.
Yeah, that's a great point, Tom. You have people coming in. They have specialized trainings to do certain things, and that takes from the officers that at the other facilities. So this incident here, caused by the convict, is causing more and more members throughout the state to be mandated away from their families on top of what they already are. And this is, like I said, when we say we're a crisis point, it was a crisis during COVID, and they were able to turn around and make sure that the inmates were safe, and they ran like your mess halls and your recreation so that the inmates can go out to the yard and hang out with their buddies during COVID. But that was it. We are at a dire craft staffing crisis, and what you're saying is happening right now through all the different facilities around this area. And furthermore, I mean, I think some kind of as far as Syracuse area to be here are now those members at those facilities are mandated to make sure. And when I say mandated for items, it's not just that they're working the blocks in the dorms. These inmates got it. You know, you got to let the inmates out so they can watch their movies or do that throughout all the programs that were created by the legislators that I spoke with you about with the HALT Act. You know, the inmates have to have so many certain things that are being done that the public would laugh at, you know, during the weekends when they have programs. Officers are being mandated so they can pull Johnny out of the cell so that he can watch a movie. I mean, this is what's really going on here. And every single day, today's a Wednesday, you would think that hopefully, you know, middle of the week, I can get home and see my kids dance recital, dance practice, or whatever it might have been that the wrestling that these members get to see. You've got to remember, too, our members are wrestling coaches, and they're Little League coaches and soccer moms, I've been saying. They don't get to do any of this stuff either, which is an integral part of the community that people forget about it as well. But you brought up a very great point that I think most of the people don't even would recognize in the public, that pulling people from other areas is now shorting other facilities.
Kenny, please stand by. This is a great conversation with Kenny Gold, Regional Vice President, New York State COPBA. And the story is here that the Commissioner of Prisons, Daniel Martiscello III, who just the other day put out a memo saying we have to cut staff. So essentially 70% is the new 100%. Hochul's name is also on that memo. The Commissioner of Prisons is in Collins facility right now. And if you're not familiar with what it is of which we speak, Tom Puckett has an update coming up at 3:30 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more,
all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.